Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
It is so hot today.
How hot is it?
It is so hot today that Glenn Sather had to set up the Mr. Turtle pool for little Johnny Rosasco.
Good evening,
everyone. Welcome to the Underground, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Jim and Eddie coming at you. How are you, Eddie?
Eddie Geitz, my name, and 22's my gauge. I am here to fire off some rounds into the crowd and talk about some Ranger goings-on of this week. We did a show, Wednesday? It's Friday tonight.
Seems like
2 hours ago.
Just got off the air.
But we're like Ranger Radio on demand. If something happens, me and Jim are like, let's do a show.
Yeah, on demand. That's it.
You know, so, and of course, once again, I applaud you people for showing up and listening to us and joining us in the crazy chat room. God, imagine when hockey starts, how many people will be in this chat room.
Billions.
We won't forget you diehards, by the way. I will remember who is here, who stood steadfast in the dark days of summer. I'm rocking in the free world. Just got back from Ridgewood, Brooklyn, visiting my cousin Anthony in the hospital. He's doing a little bit better, so I'm in a good mood.
Good.
So anyway, well, what's the big news that transpired the last couple of days?
Well,
unless you got something planned. You're usually the guy with the schedule, the agenda
the
for the schedule. What do you got? What?
The itinerary. The agenda. We got Brandon Dubinsky. The long national nightmare is over.
The debacle.
What else were they calling it on Blue Shirt Banner? The Dubocalypse?
The panic in the streets has subsided about the Dubinsky signing. Looks like Dancing Larry Brooks was way off in his $5.5 million report. Looks like Larry, like you said, that he is trying to sell papers in the summertime, so he's about to print anything. From what I heard, Jim, and correct me if I am El Rongo, look like that Dubinsky asked for about $4.8 million. And the Rangers asked for about $2.8 million, and then they avoided mediation and decided what on $4.2 million? Is that somewhere?
Something like that with a 3.67. $3.75 million the first 2 years, $4.65 million the last 2 years. average cap hit of $4.2 million.
Which I can live with.
Yeah, I can live with it. Of course,
I mean,
faction that's not happy, but there's always going to be a faction that's not happy.
Well, I'm not overjoyed because although I want Doobie, I like Doobie. Again, you always got to say this. We've got to tread lightly with Doobie and Callahan because Ranger fans will go footmo squad on us if we get too if we become too critical. But I felt like the Rangers are paying him for what they think he's going to do, you know, in his 26th, 27th, 28th year of age. Especially, I think they bought into, what, 2 years of UFA free agency. So he needs to play, and I think somebody said this on our illustrious Facebook group, and I don't know who it was. Maybe you can refresh my memory. That let's hope he responds like Stoll and Girardi did last year when they got pay increases and played like they deserved it. And let's hope that Dubinsky follows suit.
That was me that said that.
My God, you are a genius.
I take credit where it is and is not due, but in this case, it is. Yeah, that was me that said it. You know, that. I don't think it was anything brilliant, but yeah, let's hope he does like Mark Stahl did. Mark Stahl responded, and so did Dan Girardi. You know, they got the big money and they played like it. Now Dubinsky's got to do the same thing. I don't want to see him disappear for 2 weeks and, you know, and all that crap. So we want to see more improvement. We want to see 142 points out of him this season. We want him to win the Hart and then the Conn Smythe.
Now, I see Jay of the Dead is already in the corner of Brandon Dubinsky. Do not take severe umbrage about Brandon. But let's face it, last year. I'm just going to say it. He had 24 goals, 5 were empty netters, and he was completely invisible in the second half. That's all I'm saying. I want him to improve. I don't care about the overall points. More consistency.
Right.
More consistency, even if he's not scoring. So that's all I'm saying. But I'm all aboard. I'm glad he's back. He's part of the core. He's versatile. He can play left wing and center.
Right.
So I love you.
Grows a now great stash.
Grows a great playoff stash, which then gives him superpowers.
Right.
Apparently, because then he could have scored. You know, then he scores. So maybe he should start with that stash right away.
I think they all ought to have one.
Yeah. Brian Boyle looked like the third musketeer there, or the one he had. He had a crazy dash going. So now, in other news, looks like Ryan Callahan is going to arbitration. That's the word on the street. What do you got about it? Do you have any news about that?
No, I didn't even hear. I mean, his arbitration is scheduled, but you know, I thought that like Dubinsky, they were trying to work out a deal prior. Do you have inside information?
I'm going to call Rosasco right now.
Your sauces?
My sauces, my secret sauces. Apparently, he's filed for arbitration, but I guess he hasn't decided. Is that filing deciding, or he still can decide to settle?
Well, isn't it the Rangers that file for arbitration? Or is it the player? I guess it's the player. Well, yeah, just because he's filed, I mean, it's just like Dubinsky. It's part of the process.
Oh, okay. So this is not he's going to arbitration.
I mean, if there's nothing done before the arbitration hearing, then yeah, then they'll go to arbitration. And I think in the case of the arbitration, I would assume that the Rangers will do the same thing that they were going to do with Brandon Dubinsky, and that's where the Rangers will just be represented by, I think it was the assistant GM or a lawyer or something.
Yeah.
The Rangers were not going to speak at Brandon Dubinsky's arbitration, which they do have the right to do, and they don't want one of those Mike Milbury, Tommy Salo
right.
moments that went on where Tommy Salo left his arbitration and literally in tears.
Tears, yeah.
Because of the things Mike Milbury said. And although I do not think that Glenn Sather is as big a jackass as Mike Milbury. I'm not sure there are many people in hockey that are as big a jackass as Mike Milbury.
Or in the world, actually, that are bigger jackasses than Mike Milbury.
Quite true. And
so this is what the reports I'm getting from my secret sources, which are Italian sauce and macaroni and cheese sauce. That, how about this? He gets a 5-year deal worth $22 million. Goes from 3.5 in his first, and then goes up in $5 million increments until year 4 and 5, where he gets $5 million apiece.
Wait,
and,
goes up in 5? No, it goes up in 5 million.
3.5.
Right.
3.5, 4 million.
Oh, it goes up in 0.5, a half a million dollar increments.
Right,
you said $5 million increments.
Oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. no, that's, say they're on, no cap juice. Then that would be a no cap era.
That's a Bobby Holik deal right there.
3.5, 4 million, 4.5, 5 million, 5 million, $4.4 million cap hit. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh,
A little bit more than Dubinsky, which I think is right. Now, where can you reveal where you're hearing this, or is this
a secret?
This is coming through the pipeline.
This is coming through the pipeline. Basically, I'm reading HF boards.
This left the Kremlin attached to a carrier pigeon. The Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman
Jim, I have broken several stories, as you know, major news events, hockey-wise, on this program.
Yes, you have.
The Evgeny Grachev will be a Ranger forever. The Ethan Werrick is the future.
Yes.
So my track record speaks for itself. So you can basically throw what I just said out the window. So let's hope it gets done, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. The earlier the better. And then what do we have to worry about? Because I always say there's some kind of Ranger crisis going on. What will be the next crisis? I have no idea.
Steve Evinger.
Well, that's right. You know, if this is a sore subject with Steve Evinger, He's like an okay player, but why do we get so attached to these guys? Because he was better than expected. I didn't expect anything. You know, he's a guy who's basically played, 40, 50 games a year, maybe 60 games a year, and not a lot of minutes. He wasn't an embarrassment out there, but he surely, like I said, he's a guy that was benched later in the season for Matt Gilroy and Brian Berard. So if he – and those guys are not even on the team anymore. And I really think – I think Tim Erickson – remember this name, folks. Because I know some of you are sweating and the computer is overheating right now and things are going awry in your house. There's brownouts. There's blackouts. There's all kinds of crap going on. But remember, right now, on this hot, sweltering July night, that Tim Erickson will be in the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
Nice. I'll take it.
Did I say Brian Berard again, or did I say Brian McCabe?
Yeah, but I thought you did it on purpose.
And I said Brian. I didn't do it. I said Brian Berard again. Holy cow. I still can't get it through.
I thought you did it on purpose because I just thought we'd renamed him.
Oh, we might as well at this point.
Yeah.
Yes, Brian McCabe.
Can we interrupt here for a phone call?
Sure. Phone calls are always welcome here. What's the number for this show?
646-478-4692, your two-way sports talk telephone number. Newman, what's going on?
Hello, boys.
How are you, John?
Texted me. Can you put him on the air? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm liking Dubinsky signing. I'm hoping Callahan gets his fair share and they won't both screw up in the next 4 years.
Does Callahan deserve more or less money than Dubinsky?
At least a million more per year.
Will Callahan ever score 100 points like Ryan McDonough?
You never know. He might.
Wow.
He's
got more of a shot than McDonough.
He's got it in him.
Who do you like personally more, Dubinsky or Callahan?
I like Callahan. He gives you more on the ice when he's there.
Right.
Dubinsky seems to, like, disappear when he's on the ice. He'll have one shot and disappear into the corner.
John, do you think Ranger fans will hold Dubinsky to a higher standard now that he's getting paid semi-good money?
For at least a year and a half to 2 years, yes. Then if he doesn't succeed in that third year, they might start turning on him.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Callahan will be held to that regard, or you think he will get a pass because he does a lot of other things? He's a superior penalty killer, always effort, always there, always hitting.
Does the little things.
It might take a miracle for the fans to turn on him, but I think every night you're getting with Ryan Callahan. He comes out, gives you everything he's got. Ranger fan, if he gives you what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes a night, couple hits, kills a couple penalties, Ranger fans aren't going to get too pissed at him.
How about if the injuries continue to happen? What do you do with a player that is, you know, sacrifices himself, which is certainly admirable, but is out for 30 games a year?
It's tough because, you know, last year was tough with the broken hand. Came back. You see, he came back with a vengeance. So it wasn't like he wasn't sent down to Hartford or sent up to Hartford. And, you know, he came back and performed the way he should have came back with a vengeance. He's playing for this contract.
Yeah, and he certainly did, and he was certainly missed in those playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, I would like to say that I think a lot of Ranger fans lose sight of how these guys are in the broader spectrum of the entire NHL. Of course, they play for our New York Rangers, and we love them, and they wear the sweater, and they wear it proudly. But I think some people get too crazy with the I would say they overrate both those players just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because they're our own. And let's face it, even our families overrate us. Like, you know, my dad thinks the world of me, but really, what have I amounted to? But see, so this is just typical. You know what I'm saying?
Eddie, you're an internet radio god. That's what you've amounted to yourself to.
Well, that's what I strove for to be, even at the early age of 6, before the internet was even invented in 1971. I knew Al Gore would invent the internet and that I would one day become a god. So,
And by the way, Eddie, you're looking great and fabulous.
Let me tell you something, John. I appreciate that. I really do, because sometimes I get down and I say, oh, it's not happening as fast as enough. And you and several other people have said that in the photos. And it does mean a lot to me. I really am serious about that.
You really do, though. I mean, you take pride for yourself, man.
It's tough. I'm not a guy who will pat myself on the back, usually because my arms are too fat to reach back there. But, it's starting to get a little easier to do that.
See, well, you have to help yourself. It's harder also.
How's your diet going, John?
It's doing well. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm walking a lot
Very
more.
Very good. Congratulations, my friend.
Are you still doing the Jenny Craig?
No, yeah, I'm doing it.
He's doing
a little hesitation there.
Doing
the Jim Craig?
Doing the Jim Craig. Goes to Lake Placid and picks it out.
It's Roger Craig. I'm doing the Roger Craig.
You're funny. You're a funny man.
Doing the
I'm here all night.
You will be, actually. How is the Stacey Katz, the love of your life, doing?
Good. She's actually, I want you to give her, I'm actually going to say this now, she's home resting. She's got the GREs tomorrow, so if you guys can send a little love toward her way.
What are the GREs?
Wish her some love. Huh?
What are the GREs? I do not know.
Exam for graduate school.
Oh, nice. Well, good luck, Stacy.
Good luck. Now we are done with you, John Newman, because we've exhausted our time with you.
Well, have a wonderful night, ladies, and don't eat too much, people.
Okay. The great John Newman, ladies.
He lives for that. We need to reevaluate great.
Yes.
No. The mediocre. We use that term too loosely, don't we?
Yeah. The disappointing John Newman, everybody. How about that? How's that good?
No, he was good. Good job, John.
That was
you repeated half of what Eddie and I said before you came on the air, but we love you.
Indeed. So, brother. And I was telling Jim before the show that I read that Jesse Spector is wrote in today's paper that Wojtek Wolski may get bought out of his contract. It's not confirmed or anything, but that is something he's rumored to be going on. And I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I got a little bit of a Wolski crush, and I don't know why. Maybe I just like guys who just don't have any work ethic. I don't know. Drashev, I like.
The lazier, the better.
The lazier, the better. I just want high-end lazy guys. But why didn't I didn't like Nikolai Zverev, though. I don't know what it is.
He was misunderstood.
I know Costa does not like Wolski much, so maybe he's behind it.
Does Costa really like anybody?
Oh,
bye! Get out of here, you bum.
Yeah, he loves everybody. He's a man of the people. Except he only likes two people. I think it's me and you.
Pretty much.
He's a good man. Psychotic as they come, but a good man, which is a good combo. So, I mean, Wojtek Wolski to me is a guy I'd like to see get a shot. All clean slate. He's working with Barbara Underhill. The guy has gotten 25 goals in this league almost three times. Put him on the first line with Richards and Gaborik and just see what they can do. Do the Rangers really need that cap space that they got to buy him out? Answer me that, Ranger public.
I wouldn't buy him out because give him a shot, and if it doesn't work out, he's still going to have trade value.
Right.
A 23, 24-year-old guy. How old is he? He's what, 24, 25, 23?
Yes. Yeah. No, he's a young lad.
He's 23. I ask you, he's 23, he's 24, 20, yeah. Okay. A guy like that who can score is always going to have value. So you might as well keep him. Put him on the first line, like you said. Not Sean Avery. Ranger fans need to get over this. It's driving me up a fucking wall.
Oh, yeah. Sean Avery. This
there's Sean Avery shit on the first line. Oh, Sean Avery's got to be on the first line. Come on.
They're out for there.
I know. And it was on Blue Shirt Banner the other day, too. It was a story. I think it was actually written by Nick. And I hate to put down anything that was on the banter, but we got to get over this.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Well, you win the white carnation.
Exactly. I don't. Enough with the Sean Avery. Enough.
Yeah. The Sean Avery experiment novelty is over. He is the Avery of hockey past that we still are enamored with, but he's just another player now, and he certainly he's replaceable. He's easily replaceable.
Exactly.
I think it's the fact that he's paid such little, you know, considering that Dallas is paying half his salary, and that there's nobody else who will take him. I think if he was not without that rep, He'd be gone by now, I think. And I don't know. It's over. I'm done with him. I don't know how
it's
you
over,
else,
Johnny.
I don't know how you other got how the chat room and the people out there in internet radio land feel about it, but it's time to move on. What is the? Don't we have a thing where if you're like 30 years old or over, you can't be on this team anymore? We're young.
Right. It's a brand new day, except for Brad Richards.
Right. We're young, dumb, and we're full of fun.
Now, they've started the conversation in the chat room. I think Marcy brought it up, actually. Have you seen this? This Alexei Yashin might be coming back to the NHL, and the Islanders might be interested.
How could the New York Islanders even entertain the thought of letting this guy who is one of the components of their complete ruination back into the fold? Only the New York Islanders would even consider this. Why?
He'd be more useful if he sang backup for Blue Oyster Cult when they perform at the Vote Yes rally next week. And Adam's going to say it. It's like it would be like the Mets bringing back Bobby Bonilla to be their manager.
Right. I mean, a guy that is just one of the most – a guy who's so loathed by even their own fans. I mean, their fans do not like Alexei Yashin for what he contributed to the Islanders' futility express that they've been enjoying the last 15 years, 20 years,
it's been
25.
Fun.
It's been fun. It's been a fun ride for us.
loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it. That the fact that those that Chairman Wang is really, I mean. He must be hitting the opium dens to want to think that. Get Alexei Yashin. Why don't the Rangers try to get Bobby Holik back? Or commence? It's just not prudent by any of that. So this Blue Oyster Cult that they bring, they're going to have enough people to play cowbell?
I guess Mata Hoople wasn't available.
So what's going on? I've been out of the loop as far as the Islander travesty. I know August 1st is the hearing. What are they doing? They're having a rally
They're having a rally. I guess it's at the Coliseum in the parking lot, I would hope, because I wouldn't want to endanger people by making them go inside. But yeah, I guess they're having a Vote Yes rally. Blue Oyster Cult, they're from Long Island, and they're going to perform. And, rock the vote. Rock the
who else?
I still
Fog
don't
hat?
Get it.
Fog
I still
hat?
Don't.
Ibra?
Fog hat.
That's a Long Island idiot. Just
Don't go get Billy Joel or anything. I hear he's from Long Island.
Yeah, no, they couldn't afford him.
Hey, he's Mr. Long Island. Any cause that's on Long Island, Billy Joel will go fight for it. You got a dead fish floating out in the Sound, and he'll throw a benefit concert for it.
Yeah, but that's nature. Billy Joel sang the national anthems during the 79 Cup run by the Rangers in the finals and in the semifinals. I think he's more Ranger-centric than Islander buffoon-centric. Now, do you really think a concert would swing your vote? High taxes, but wait a minute, they got Blue Oyster Cult. You know, I mean, that kind of is not swaying me from a taxpayer.
And ironic that they have a band there whose their signature song, right, would be their signature song, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Right. Yep. When is that happening?
Marcy just said some very dangerous. Them's fighting words, Marcy.
Oh, yeah, Jim likes Billy Joel a lot.
Gives a shit about Billy Joel. You better watch what you say there, Toots.
Ooh, you called it Toots. Now, when is this, when is that thing?
I think it's the 26th.
I might have to show up with the film and film that.
You do your sequel.
I may have. The Opus has to have a sequel.
The long-awaited sequel.
Don't Fear the Reaper. This is your theme song when you're in Kansas City, you losers.
And I still don't get it. I still don't get it. What is the... Why are we so desperate to save this franchise? Why are they so desperate to save this franchise? A franchise that has been that is outdrawn by the Phoenix Coyotes, the Atlanta Thrashers,
who
the
have moved.
Atlanta Thrashers, the
right.
The Nashville Predators, outdrawn, if I'm not mistaken, by every one of them. The Florida Panthers, outdrawn by the Florida Panthers. They are so – everybody talks about – got to move the Panthers. They're going to wind up in Quebec. Everybody's got the future destination for all these struggling, all these struggling franchises. The future it's all laid out. This team's moving to Hamilton. This team's moving to Quebec. This team's going to move to Seattle. But it saved the Islanders.
I have no idea.
It's like
nobody cares either.
Species than the humpback whale.
I live on Long Island, and, like, you know, I get, like, the local news. They have, like, the cable News 12. It's, like, the Long Island. They never said, it's never like, well, the Islanders might move. There's going to be a vote. It's always, like, after it happened. Well, they took the vote, and it didn't pass. They're in danger of losing the Islanders. The Coliseum has not improved. And, you know, Wang lied to us. I mean, not that this is an Islander broadcast. But Chairman Wang lied to us. He got on Mike Francesa and said if he couldn't get that Fright House, that crack house project through, he was gonzo. And he's moving to Kansas City. Oh, it's a good party. Well, he fagged out. And now they're stuck there. Just get rid of the jerk, as J.D. used to say. Speaking of which, did you tell everybody about the... J.D., or you don't want to get them all excited because there's really nothing to
say about. Yeah. You know what? I sent an email. The St. Louis Blues have three members of their PR department listed in the NHL media directory. I emailed all three of them and asked them for the opportunity to order John to interview John Davidson on this show, and I didn't get a response from any one of them. So they must be they must have went to the John Rosasco School for Public Relations and Community Relations, because they certainly didn't go to the John Halligan School of Public Relations.
That's right. Well, maybe it's the summer. I'll give him a little slack. But if we got John Davidson, that'd be a major coup.
Yeah. I'd ask Blog Talk Radio to extend us to give us a four-hour courtesy show.
What would you ask him?
I mean, there's so many stories. I want to hear the... You know what? I don't want to hear the... I mean, I'm sure he's got 1994. I want to hear 79 stories. I want to hear that he was hanging out with Duguay and they had, or Esposito, and they had eight women in the room with him, all running around naked, and they were swapping wives with Anders Hedberg. You know, I want to hear those type of stories.
Of course, people do go both ways.
I would say, listen, John, I totally mean this with love and affection. And I've been following the sport since 1975. I have over 500 hockey games pre-1985 on DVD. I consider myself a hockey historian, a video hockey historian, Ranger fan for life. And please, do not take offense to this. You are one of the worst goalies I've ever seen suit up. And then he'll say, well, I had that 79 run, big boy. And I'll say, yes, you did. And even a blind squirrel finds nuts because you were one of the worst. But after that, it'll be, oh, I love you. And I loved when you called Dave Brown a jerk and told him to be thrown in jail and get the jerk out of here. And when that guy threw the puck in the net and JD went nuts, he belongs in the Looney Tune bin. I'd play that clip.
And when he said Craig Berube had no hockey skills.
Right.
I love that.
And
this guy has no
hockey
skills whatsoever.
He was so ahead of his time. He really was. He did homework. You know, I remember him talking about, like, Sam would be like, oh, you were watching the World Junior Championships. They send those tapes over to you. right after the game at 6 in the morning. It's like, that's right, big boy. Like, this is even before the, you know, World Junior Championships were even on the radar of us as fans. You know, before the intranets were big and the interwebs and the Google and the Schmoogle and the Kugel and Ron McDougal's, Greg McDougal. Who was that guy McDougal on the Rangers? Paul McDougal, I don't know. So, yes, he was very, very, very educated and really worked at his craft, because when he first started, he was the third man out. He was was Rosen and Esposito, and he'd be there once in a while.
Right.
And then once Espo either was let go or decided to leave, we got JD, and he turned out to be one of the best announcers, color guys, that I enjoy. I liked it because he got emotional. He was into it. And he surely made Sam Rosen a much better announcer. And they both, Sam definitely had his A game while JD was around.
Yes. Unquestionably. You ready to go back to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Let's see who we got here. Holding the longest, 630-513. You're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
Hey, Jim. It's Adam. How you doing?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Adam. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I actually got stuck doing the laundry. I was actually in the laundry room. I didn't even hit the one, but I guess I'm in queue, so what the heck.
I got to do laundry, too, later on, right after this broadcast.
Stop. Yeah, I got the house to myself for about 2 weeks, so I actually have to do stuff around here.
I'm in the same boat. Same boat. The wife is gone.
Yeah.
So what would you like to speak about here on Blue Shirt Underground Radio? The one and true only voice. Wait, the one true voice of the New York Ranger fan.
One thing that I've been thinking about, a lot about, that no one seems to have really brought up, what is the best role for Derek Stepan this season? You know, I think most people want to keep him at center. A few people want to give him a shot with Richards and Gabrick. But you still want to give this kid ice time. So where do we put him, and who do we think would be his best line mates?
Jim, I'll let you go first.
I think he's going to get a look on that first line. Along with,
I think everybody will wind up getting a look. You know, again, you know, the way...
All right, he'll get a long look.
He'll get a long look?
Maybe.
I'd like to see him. I'm not so sure I want him on the third line. I don't know. I feel like his upside is, now again, it is his sophomore year, but he's such a solid player, and he's defensively responsible. He's not a guy that, and I don't know. I would like to see him get more minutes this year, but I don't know how that translates into who he's going to play with, you know. I think he needs more minutes in order to continue his development. So maybe that's why Volsi might go. Maybe they'll put him on the left side of that line, since he's not that great on faceoffs.
That's only his first year. I mean, I like to think faceoffs are something that could be taught.
Right, yeah. As long as Mark Messier is not.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because we remember last year he was working with them, and then they were terrible for like 2 months.
I think they were getting worse after he started working with them.
They should have brought
him away.
He was available.
Yes, yeah, he was an awesome face-off guy. One of the most important face-off in Ranger history, let's face it. In 94 in Game 7.
Well, maybe when they take face-offs this year, they should all do it without wearing helmets.
Maybe that's the secret. But you're right. I think Stepan will surely get better at faceoffs. But I love him. He's my favorite guy, you know, out of the youngsters on the team. And what's not to love? He's got a hot mom. He's put 20 goals in his room.
Hello?
Yep.
Who did we lose?
No, I'm here.
Did we lose Eddie? We lost Eddie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, you must have had a blackout. So, yeah, well, I think what he was trying to say was, what's not to like? He's got a hot mom, and
And now he's a Blue Shirt United star. Now he and McDonough, I guess, have like a daily show on where they answer questions.
Oh, really? Wow, that must be great.
It's thrilling. Really, really, really deep questions that seem to be coming in.
What? Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream?
How did it feel to score your first goal?
Right, all those stirring questions. Have you met Mark Messier? Have you seen video of Game 7 of the 1994 Stanley Cup Finals? Is your mom dating anyone? All those.
What was your favorite? What's the best sausage to get in Miller Park when you're in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah, all those questions that we really want to know.
So, I think a better question would be something like, could you ever really is Sean Avery, do you really hate him?
Who's the biggest asshole in the locker room? Who's the one guy you really can't stand?
Have you ever met John Rosasco?
Yeah. Newman, hey Ryan, what year will you score 100 points? Never. Never.
Somehow I didn't see that one in. Yeah, even the Rangers people figured out, and so who the hell would actually send that question in?
Ryan McDonough's not gonna, wouldn't score 100 points if he was playing NHL 12. Eddie must have had a blackout. He must have had a power outage from the heat or something, because he's not back yet, and I don't even see. He's still in the chat room, but he's not chatting, so. So I don't know.
Yeah,
what's
we went
going
from actually
really.
Having we actually had a power outage at work today out where I am, and then within an hour after that, there wasn't even a cloud in the sky. Then it was 95 degrees, blue sky. Or I know that's like wintertime for you, but out where we were, that was actually hot.
No, that's June for us. Wintertime, it's kind of chilly here occasionally. Hey Eddie, are you back?
Yes.
Got a little flustered talking about Stepan's mom there, and
well, you know, anytime I talk about Trish Coakley, wacky things start happening. I run to the bathroom. No. And the funny thing is, I was talking for like 3 minutes. I wish we had the boing, boing. The funny thing was, is I talked 3 minutes off the air and was like, you know, Adam, I hope that he plays more minutes. And then I realized I was off the air and you guys didn't hear half what I said.
No, you're really giving me sleep.
Well, that happens. It's one of my fortes, and that's why I've found my way into internet radio. That's why we don't have a real gig, because I put people to sleep.
All right, Adam. Well, listen, we're going to take some other calls. Thank you for checking in. Do you want me to leave you on hold since you're doing your fluffing and folding or whatever it is you're doing there?
Yeah, I only got 10 more seconds of fluffing to do. Yeah, if you can leave me on hold, that'd be good.
Will do. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Take care, Adam.
See you, Eddie.
Take care. Professional fluffer, huh?
There we go. Oh, you had to go there now.
So what's up? I see the anti-wooted join us.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a long time. Welcome back, Mr.
Welcome Wootnicki. Back, brother.
Mr. Wootnicki. All right, let's go to, I think this is Mark. He's been on hold for a while. Mark?
Yeah, how you doing, Jim? Eddie?
All right, how are you?
Very
good.
How
are you, Mark?
How you guys are, of course, the usual hilarity. It's great. Although, I have to say, it's been, you guys, I missed the very beginning of the show, but you guys, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I have not heard one with a shot from Emmerich yet.
Oh, we'll get there.
I'm like, you know, I'm surprised.
You talk to Jim and I'll get it.
Okay. You got that other clip, I guess you're saving or something.
Yes.
Here we go.
The accolades have been all over the media the last couple of days for Doc Emmerich, who has decided he will not return to the New Jersey Devils booth next year. And then he typed out this long, drawn-out, big-worded goodbye to the fans.
Yeah.
And everybody.
And the thing is,
I
don't even listen to Devil games.
Damn.
You know, and the only time I ever hear him is on the NBC versus stuff. So now it hasn't really changed for me as far as I'm concerned.
You know, it's funny. I was remembering. I used to work at the Ocean County Mall in Tom's River, and
right.
I was a manager for one of the music stores. And right next to the music store was a clothing store, and there was a guy that worked in the clothing store. His name was Gary, and he was a huge Ranger fan. And when things were slow, him and I would just kind of step out of the stores and we'd talk back and forth about the Rangers. And I will never forget, it was 1995. I still remember having a conversation with him about how much I hated Mike Emmerich because listening to him was like trying to read Shakespeare. And he's like, oh, no, I love him. He's awesome. He's great. I'm like, oh, I can't stand him. I said, he gets so excited at the most mundane, a shot, and screaming at me.
And a shot, and a shot.
There we go.
A shot,
there you
and
go.
A shot, man. And they cancel. And they get
a shot, and a shot.
That's awesome.
And the defense.
And a shot, and a shot.
Out of the zone. As they cross.
And a shot! And a shot!
On the side!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love the way Jim called him Doc Limerick. I think I'm going to... I'm gonna adopt that as what I call him from on now.
Did you see...
Who gets a PhD in hockey? I mean, seriously. I want to go to that school.
But,
right.
But did you see in that thread... Where I called him Doc Limerick, and my father comes in, it's Emmerich. I'm like,
it's just a joke.
Yes. I know. The first time in 2.5 years, my father has shown any support for the show, the website, the Facebook page.
To correct you.
He's got to correct me.
Exactly. Way to back me up there, Dad.
It's Emmerich.
The same thing happened to me the other day. The fathers never, they're there to correct.
They're making you tough. You know, they're trying to toughen you up a little.
I'm 46. I think whatever he taught, whatever he taught me, that's my dad on the phone. My father is calling me at this moment.
All it is.
He's using a rotary phone, right?
Like, probably. So, that's the way dads are. And, listen, remember Emmerich always had his 100 seconds left?
Exactly. 90 seconds or 100, whatever. Yeah, he's like doing the math.
100.
And you're right, it's 100. And by the time I figure out, that's 60, I mean, the game's over by the time I do the math.
It's only a minute 40. What is the significance of
that? I don't know. Well, maybe
and
if
a
you're
shot!
Pull the,
and
you
a
know,
shot!
If you're going to pull the goalie, maybe that's what the goalie thinks. He's ridiculous. When I first heard him, very early, I forget who he did first. I guess the Devils were first. You know, and I thought it was interesting because he was, like, teaching the game.
Fired.
And that part, I liked that. But then once you get, you know, the game, it's, like, annoying. It's like, shut up. I know what an icing is, you know.
He started with the Flyers.
What's that?
He started with the Flyers. And then he had
that's right.
He had a very brief stint with the Rangers. And then
that's right.
With the Devils. And what's funny is that this is going back years ago.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But the very first Rangers message board, whatever the hell it was, that used to be on Rangers.com, this was like the very first one they had. It was like, you know, old school message board.
Right, yeah.
And I think it was a thread about Mike Emmerich or something like that. And I was mentioning a story. I remember having a Rangers a program, and there was a whole article in there talking with all the announcers for the MSG network, and they were telling like embarrassing stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a story from Sam Rosen where he was still doing radio with Sal Messina, and he was getting animated while he was making a call, and he spilled coffee all over the board. he said he was trying to wipe up the coffee and call the game at the same time, and like. And Messina was, like, trying to, like, break him up. He was, like, saying, Sam, is there something wrong? You know, like, that type of stuff. I said in this thread on this message board that Emmerich told a story about how he was interviewing somebody who was a lot taller than him, which wasn't hard to do. I think my 4-year-old girl is taller than Mike Emmerich.
Right.
But he got caught on camera stepping onto a milk crate to do his interview so that he wouldn't look so short.
Yes. I've seen that, actually. Yeah,
and
I know
some guy on this message board jumped all over me. You don't know what you're talking about. Mike Emmerich never did Ranger games. And I'm like,
yes, he did.
And then
he said today
in one of the articles, in one of these fond farewells to Doc Emmerich, somebody said, you know, I think it was might have been Phil Mushnick said, you know, he worked for the Rangers for a very short time. Sorry.
Right.
He started on a cable network.
Yeah, really? USA or something like that, or one of those. Yeah,
on, actually, on the Flyers had their own called Prism.
Prism.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, I remember that. Sure. Yeah.
It was the Philly version of Wometco Home Theater. It was
right.
That's right. Channel 68 or whatever the hell it was. Yeah.
Uh huh.
It was all scrambled and stuff. I remember that.
Gene Hart and Bobby Taylor did the WTAF broadcasts, which I think was Channel 29 or something like that. And Emmerich got to start just doing Prism exclusively. And I don't hate Emmerich. I don't loathe him as much as Jim. And,
I agree. He's just annoying. He's very annoying.
He's annoying with, you know, chunks of pass and...
Yeah, pitchforks and all that crap. I can't
referee. All that nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he can go no further. And, you know, that all that stuff, you know. So, but in the vast desert of bad, you know, of good announcing, he certainly knew the players' names, and he certainly knew a lot about where they came from.
Yeah, actually, he was better. He's actually better at inserting little tidbits without missing the action than like Sam and Joe are, where they just go off on tangents and it's like, hello, there's shit going on. You know, and Mike gets it in a way. It's annoying because it's always like grammatically correct, but, you know, but he at least gets it in quick and then gets right back. You know, so I do give him that credit. You know, he does know.
And a shot! And a shot! With a shot! With a shot!
Oh, my God. So you notice how the Ranger, you know, Sam's thing is a power play goal and he's a shot. What does that tell you?
Unfortunately, we have the worst power play in the history of hockey.
Well, I know, well, I know. I'm not talking back when we actually...
Curse!
All right, Mark.
You know
what? We're going to let you go.
Mark,
and okay. Call's
on.
No problem. Thank you very much, guys, and keep up the good work.
Anytime.
Yes. Enjoy your weekend.
I will. Take it easy.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, moving right along. 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to call in. And let's bring in, I think, Rock, are you there? No, there he is. Rock, are you there?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? How you doing tonight?
Good, how's it going?
Good, good.
How you doing tonight?
Can't complain, can't complain.
Yeah? So what do you think? You were one of the guys... I don't know what you want to talk about, but go ahead. But I wanted your reaction on the Dubinsky signing. You were one of the guys I wanted to hear from.
Yeah, when I heard the salary, I was a little disappointed because initially, you know, the Rangers, there were rumors that the Rangers were offering, you know, 2.8, and you know, I figured if they go to arbitration, the most he'd get if they split the difference was 3.6, which is really where I feel he deserves. You know, 4.2, and the only problem with that contract now is, now what does Callahan get? Because, you know, Callahan's going to make more money, and I just don't think neither of these two guys, to me, are $4 million hockey players. But when you look at what these smaller market teams are delving out for guys like Ville Leino and Andrew Ladd, Dubinsky and Callahan are, if not on the same level, if not better than both of those guys. So when you look at the contract, it's not as bad as it would look on the outside. But I'll tell you, Andrew Gross yesterday was on an Edmonton radio station, and you can go on and listen to it. So I happened to turn it on, and I was listening to it online, and they were hammering this contract in Edmonton. Hammering. I mean, how can you pay him this much money? It's ridiculous. You know, and then they started getting on, you know, New York as far as being, you know, all they do is dole out big contracts. So I said, you know what, I need to go on there and I need to set these guys straight.
Right.
So I went on there and I brought up, you know, Ville Leino and I brought up Andrew Ladd. And I also sent them an email and I threw out Dustin Penner into the equation because they went out and spent a fortune on that bum, screwed up the whole salary structure for offer sheets. And they're going to start getting on New York about, you know, a $4 million contract given out to, you know, a homegrown player, not an unrestricted free agent. So I just thought that was funny. They were really hammering that contract, though, yesterday.
Well, we all know that we're villains in New York. You know, this is how the Canadian hockey fan, for the most part, other than the wacky Jeff Diamond, we're considered, you know, Glenn Sather. First of all, they have bad blood with Sather. Why? I have no idea. The best thing he ever did was leave there. If he was still there, forget it. When you look at it, the Thomas Fleischmann deals, the Andrew Ladd, what you said, especially Andrew Ladd. To me, Andrew Ladd's a better player than Brandon Dubinsky. He's, 30-odd goals, I think, last year. He was close to it. I'm glad that you were diligent in actually calling those bozos. and reminding them that they're the ones that, you know, gave Dustin Penner all that outrageous money. It's not a bit. Plus, it also, you got to take into consideration, which I have a little problem with, is that, you know, it does take care of some of his UFA years. Mm-hmm. Was it, I think, two, right?
2 years, correct.
See, my problem with that is that, you know, they kind of say, well, that's, but what happens if you don't think the guy's that great? Do you really want him around more? I know you could trade him, but in theory, they're locking him up for 2 years so no other team can get him.
Mm-hmm.
But how about if he stays a 19-goal scorer, a 20-goal scorer? I mean, are we going to be happy with that?
Well, that's why I really believe that the bar has raised. And, you know, he may not be the whipping boy this year because I believe that Wolski should be given a shot to stay. I think he did enough in the regular season last year. He had some decent moments that he deserves to get another crack at it. And I think by getting rid of him, you already have a you know, I know you obviously brought Richards in, and hopefully he'll compliment Gaborik, but I still think the team lacks a little bit more depth in the scoring area.
Oh, I think
you're absolutely right. But I think by getting rid of Wolski, buying him out, you know, you're defeating the purpose. Are you that much better than last year? I mean, I know Richards makes the team. I think Richards makes the team a lot better. But now taking Wolski out of the equation and replacing him with who? With Zuccarello? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if by doing that you're not creating another hole. I don't know. So that's...
Yes. And you bring up a good point. Who else is going to take his spot? Do I think Matt Zuccarello is ready for the NHL? I'll tell you the truth. I don't think he's ready. I think they should move him. Why he's got so, I don't know what you can get for him, but he's a guy to me it's interesting that you say that about Wolski because you've been kind of a little bit of a detractor. I mean, you've been critical of him, and rightly so as far as his skating goes, but
mm-hmm.
And his hustle, but he shows glimpses like. I see it's tough for a player to move around as quick as he did. I mean, he was on three teams like within, you know, a year.
Mm-hmm.
He was on three teams practically. I would give him a shot. Why not?
A shot.
But you made this point, and I'll let you guys speak. I think it was a couple weeks ago, or you and Jim made it, to let the first line play offense. Let them go out there and do their thing. I don't want to hear about your back checking and your defensive responsibility and all that sense and all that nonsense for the first line. They're put there to score. So I don't want to hear any of that Tortorella.
I have a little TV viewing tip to give everybody, but don't leave the show. You have to turn it. You can put it on TV and leave it muted. Somewhere on DirecTV, if you have DirecTV, I don't know what channel it's on, but somebody's showing the Rangers 7-0 win over the Capitals.
That's on MSG Plus.
Oh, it's on MSG Plus? Oh, there
MSG
you go.
Plus.
Okay. So yeah. If you want to watch one of the best games of the season, it's on
MSG
Plus.
Well, they only won.
And
two.
I'm so excited. Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt, but tomorrow I'm getting DirecTV back, and I will have the regional sports package, so I will have MSG and SNY and the YES Network.
Awesome! So you can watch all those great,
I can watch the Falls and the top. Yeah, I can hear how Ken Danico is the greatest defenseman to ever play in New York, and
unbelievable.
And all that good stuff.
I'm still reeling from that rock when you told me it that night.
Well, they were
Glenn Hanlon being the best goaltenders.
Ron Gresh is
top 10 goalies
of
all time. Ron Gresh was on there. I skipped somebody. I'm sorry. He was on it. He was like number five or number six. Or I know Danica was definitely on there, he was on there. But there was another one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, just really quick. It's not really that important. They had another one. They did a top, brawls of all time or fights, and they had one on this week. And all I can say is Aaron Voros was on there three times. So top 25 countdown. fights of all time, and Aaron Voros was on there three times, and I could tell you,
humanity.
Getting the shit kicked out of him each time. What did they?
Well,
did they put advertising?
Did.
Did they run ads on the bottom of his skates? Like, did they run the, you know, the Chase Bank ad to put the Subway ad on the bottom of his skates so after he gets nut flattened, you can see it?
I wouldn't be surprised. They advertise everything now. But I'm
talking
sorry,
about
Andy,
a guy. Now, no hockey skills.
IC was telling me, and maybe one of you guys caught this, on MSG they replayed a Ranger game where Boom Boom Jeffrion takes like a psychotic whack at some Ranger, like with a stick, probably like the most vicious stick swinging incident ever.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
yeah.
on the Vault. That was on MSG The Vault.
Yeah, that's
on The Vault.
Who was it? I just read an article about that game. Who the hell was it that he hit?
I'm drawing a blank, too, and I even watched it. Who the hell was it now?
Oh, brother, I can't remember.
I think of who it is right now. And I watched that thing, the whole thing.
It was some no-name Ranger from what...
Ron Murphy.
Ron Murphy.
I think it was Ron Murphy.
That sounds right.
I think it was Ron Murphy.
So, you know, that's good. So I'll look for that on the MSG Vault. Because the guy would be thrown out. I mean, he would just be suspended, from the NHL, from what I heard. I have not seen this. But
yeah, it's a pretty good hack. I'll tell you, it's pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I want to see it.
You know,
so,
the other thing with Wolski is to just buy him out. To me, is that's again. If they feel he's not going to fit in with the team, you know, it is what it is. I don't agree with that. But to just strictly buy him out because the guy's 25 and he's not going to cost you a lot of money on the cap to me is silly. If they don't want him, they should just try to trade him then.
How much would they be saving if they buy him out?
Significant. I think they save like $3 million this year. And I think they carry over like another $600,000 or $400,000, somewhere in that vicinity, for next season. So they do save about $3 million.
But who are you going to get?
Yeah, are you going to get Frolov again? There's not much out there to get.
No, and I agree with you.
Frolov,
I'm just saying is,
no
if you're
going
to buy the guy out, wouldn't it be better just to trade him than to just buy him out and get nothing for him?
I agree.
I don't agree
Frolov,
with that. I don't understand.
No
Scared of Bambino.
And Eddie, I listened to the show from Wednesday night, and I'm a little bit with you on Steve Eminger. I don't understand. To me, they need a veteran back there, not a 27-year-old veteran. And I'm a little bit confused in why
what is
they would.
He's 6 months older than Girardi?
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
I'm a little bit confused about that. And Pavel Valentenko has to go through waivers this year, so. You know, if he has a good camp, he may be a guy that a team like the Islanders or, you know, a team that doesn't spend to the cap, that's looking for cheap talent, that he may be a cap casualty or a roster casualty. So that's just something else to chew on.
Screw the Habs.
Screw the Habs. Fuck them. And their reporter there, I guess we might as well mention it. Looks like Derek Bugard's brother, Aaron, got busted on drug charges.
Mm.
I'm sure that Pat Hickey, not the Rangers Pat Hickey, but the writer Pat Hickey, did he tweet anything? I know you guys are all part of the Twitter world. And
No, I didn't see that.
Supposedly he flushed stuff down the toilet. Like he went there beforehand and he flushed evidence down the toilet.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I saw was that he got arrested for supplying Bugard with the drugs that killed him.
Mm-hmm.
At least by the standard.
That's got to be, talk about Guilt City. And then they have you announcing the Rangers draft pick.
An
omen about... an omen about the Rangers draft pick that Aaron Bugard announced it.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm just thinking jinx. I'm in summer jinx mode. So, Rock, are you excited about the Traverse City going to be broadcast on MSG?
Yes. You know, MSG, you can say what you want about MSG, and obviously now with there being no Mets and no Yankees and no baseball, period, they've done a great job. And in the past, they've always dropped the ball with televising preseason games and everything else for the hockey fans. But I'll tell you, starting from when they were in Europe a few years ago, and they showed the game when they played the Swiss team and the Russian team, they've done a fantastic job, and I'm actually really excited about watching these games. And I've really gotten into the World Juniors myself, and you were actually talking about that before. But yeah, I think they finally figured it out, and I think that's fantastic that they're going to be broadcasting all those games. And it gets you juice for hockey. I mean, you know, we're not going to get to see our first Ranger home game to the end of October, so it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun month leading up to the season.
Yeah. What happened?
I want to ask a quick question. Since we've got less than a half hour to go, we've got at least one person on hold and a couple other things to talk about. Can you up for adding a half hour?
We'll go as long as it's got legs.
All right, so I'll add the half hour live, and if we can't make it, then we'll stop the show early.
Yeah.
Rather than stop the show at a half an hour and bleed into the podcast, and we'll stay with everybody. All right, so we'll update. Let me see. We got that updated. All right, is it in the studio? All right, so we're up for another half hour if as long as we don't run out of steam. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think it's a good move. I think there's more interest nowadays, and you know, people that are on the internet and on the internet are, you know, there are forums, and people are very starting to get into the youth and who they draft, and they may actually figure this out one day that we don't want to hear about. Oh, the Stahl brothers are playing against each other, Sam. Oh, I wonder what their mother. Instead of hearing about that, go in depth about Matt Zuccarello. I don't, you know, other than, you know, he likes Mentos or whatever they're going to say, you know. Go on. I want to hear,
the flavor explosion in my mouth.
That was Brian Boyle, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I like Doritos because it's a flavor explosion in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Where's that clip?
Yeah.
The one that really threw me off was when him and Delzato were doing that stupid Power Rangers gimmick in one of the intros. I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God. I'm like, come on, guys. I mean, seriously, I'm all for having fun, but that was just silly.
Yeah. See, if you had the flavor explosion with this, this would be good.
Unbelievable.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on. Thank you, Paulie.
they got to get more modernized and really just talk about the Rangers farm system and think about it. A couple years ago, the story was Matt Gilroy has been signed, the Hovey Baker Award winner. And then I remember you, Rock, and Jim and myself, laughing about when Gilroy said, I'm growing into my body. You remember that?
Oh, God, yeah. 26 years old, he's still growing into his body.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Gilroy.
Hi, I'm Matt Gilroy. Yeah, he was just...
I'll never get past that one.
People want the Mentos jingle now. I'm gonna have to upload that.
I don't have it. Sorry.
Do you guys, just looking at the lineup, obviously we have a ways away. But it's a foregone conclusion that Erik Christensen's not on this team come the start of the season. Am I right?
You had to bring that up that he's still around. I was in a good mood.
Well, I'm trying to create a little controversy, but I apologize if you don't want to talk about it.
We certainly know that, except for one guy in Arizona, nobody wants him on his team. How about if he does one of these things? He's having a great camp. He's fantastic in camp. Oh, he's a playmaker. He needs to be set down. He needs to be the next Corey Lock. He should be sent to the minors and never be seen again. That's my feeling on Eric Christensen. Dead weight. You're going to be hard on Volsky. I'd much rather keep Volsky. I know it's less money, but still, to me, he's an ultimate wasteoid.
Yeah.
Jim, I know you love him.
Can't get me enough EC.
Did you call him a wasteoid? Yes.
I'll tell you who's going to probably have a big season, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I think Avery's going to have a big year. It seems like a contract year. A lot of these guys seem to turn it up a notch. And we all know how, you know, Avery has dollar signs in his eyes. So just be prepared for a strong season out of Avery.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying 100 points, but, you know, I wouldn't be the least.
I don't know if you heard the early.
JP Morgan's getting up.
Now, Rock, did you miss the beginning of the broadcast?
He shouldn't be on the first line. I heard it. He should not be on the first line. That whoever keeps saying that is totally off their rocker. He's not a first line player. So.
But you're looking for him because of the payday. That he will improve.
He seems like that type of guy.
Here's a question. I know this is jumping ahead. Maybe the guys in the chat room, you can answer it. Maybe Jim can answer it. Who'll be the UFAs next year when we're talking hockey in 155 fucking degree heat?
God, we're going to worry about next year now?
I know Avery and Wolski will both be unrestricted.
Just a second while I retrieve my beanie, my hair, my tweezers, and my nuts.
Brandon Prust will also be unrestricted.
Marty Biron?
Marty Biron, correct. If they re-sign Steve Eminger, I mean, I'm grasping at straws, but Pedetenko. They got a lot of guys. I mean, they've got a lot of guys tied up now. The nucleus of their team is going to be tied up for at least the next 2 years. And then you got to worry about Stefan and McDonough. And actually, Delzato is up not next year, but the year after. So, I mean, they have a few guys that they're going to have to worry about. But who knows? I'll tell you, the way this – and you know, not to call up for another Armageddon, but – the way certain teams are throwing around money, and you guys said it with Columbus, spending money they don't have just to get to a salary cap floor, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they're talking about another lockout. And I hope I'm dead wrong. But the way teams were spending money on mediocre hockey players this offseason is a little scary. And the fact that so many teams are losing money and who are on the bottom echelon of the league, you know – I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if we have some kind of labor stoppage before next season. Well, the season after, I should say.
Well, it's certainly gotten a little wacky. And, you know, I'm going to say it. I've said it before. I think the Rangers have been very prudent. I'm waiting for the nonsense, but it looks like it may not come until Callahan is signed to a $7 million deal. No, $7 million deal. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Rangers have stayed the course pretty well and are the opposite of how we started this whole thing of these Edmonton Oilers radio stations thinking the Rangers are spending money, you know, willy-nilly just because they landed the most sought-after free agent in Brad Richards. I think people think, well, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Eddie. No, their biggest gripe is they have Sam Gagner coming up on restricted free agency, and they use Dubinsky and Sam Gagner as a comparison. And they said, well, Sam Gagner has a better point-per-game average. He's played 25 less games. You know, and they were kind of doing a comparison between the two of them. And Edmonton's a little bit down on Gagner. So I think that they're nervous that, oh, wow, Dubinsky got $4 million, and now we're going to have to play Gagner that type of money. And let's be honest, I mean, in Edmonton, you know, God love them, they talk hockey in 100-degree weather. They were talking about Brandon Dubinsky for a good hour on this radio show, and how far are we from Edmonton? So, you know, you
right.
Got to give them credit for that. They don't even talk about hockey here.
I mean, Sam Gagner a couple of years ago was, you know, basically their best young player. Now when you got Taylor Hall and Eberle and the RV over there,
yeah.
what do they got? The new guy. What's the guy they drafted?
Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Yes, Ted Nugent. They got him.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, John Hopkins. Sam Gagne, he becomes a little bit expendable. Hey, listen, I think Sam Gagne is about a Brandon Dubinsky level. They're probably worried that they got to pay Gagne $4 million. When they got down the line, they're going to have to pay a lot of guys. It's a big money. They got some talented young guys there. They tell me that Taylor Hall guy is going to be real good. He had a good first year. I'm joking around. I like that. If you want to talk Edmonton, I think I like Eberle better. I don't know why. Plus, they have that Linus Omar, the shootout specialist. I got a feeling we're going to wind up with that guy.
Don't be the least bit surprised. I'll tell you,
straight up with Zuccarello.
Yeah,
straight
exactly.
Up with
we're going to have another competition going into training camp, I can tell you that much.
You got that. Oh, boy. Am I still on?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm here.
Is Jim still there?
I don't know. So now this show is mine. Jimmy, you still there?
This classifies me as a low-grade moron.
It's me and your rock. I don't know what happened to Jim, so... I thank you for your call, Mr. Rock, the
Very
Rock.
Well.
I will take this opportunity to thank you and go on a half-hour soliloquy about how people should really get over Paul Mara.
He's Mara. A beard. That's all you have to say, Eddie. He's a beard. That's it. And a sentence.
I really do think it is the beard that people are enamored with.
Oh, I don't know what their love offense with that guy is. I don't get it.
Just one final question while I have you. I consider you an astute Ranger fan. Are you of the mindset that the New York Islanders are an integral part of the Ranger rivalry? Do we want to keep them around because we have the rivalry?
The rivalry, I think, has diminished over the last few years. I mean, it's almost become, I don't want to say, it's just become very pathetic. And I almost feel like the Devils have become more of a rival and the Penguins and the Capitals and Flyers, for that matter. What I like about the Islanders, being living so close to Long Island, I like for just another opportunity to watch hockey in a different venue. Obviously, I hate going to the Coliseum, but it's easy to get tickets there for a Ranger Islander game. So I like it just from a hockey perspective, and it's nice to have another, sports team in the area, so you could, I could see the Rangers in a different venue. But I do believe that the rivalry has been diminished over the last few years because of the Islanders being as bad as they are. Maybe if the team was more competitive, it'd be, a different story. And to be honest with you, the Islanders give the Rangers fit every time they play them.
See, it's funny because if you talk to an Islander fan, they feel that the Rangers do dominate them and win the majority of the games. I think it's just with us Ranger fans, whenever they lose to the Islanders, it's such a disgrace that it really hits us hard. So maybe there is something to the rivalry between the fans, our 1 million fans to their 1,000. But nobody cares there. Why do I want to see a half-empty building? I want to be proud of the entire league. I don't want to see nobody there, in the dead of winter. People don't travel. I mean, Long Island gets bogged down with some snow. People are going nowhere. I mean, it's not a hockey town. It's not a hockey back, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I've been back. I'm sorry.
Oh, so they don't deserve a team. Put hockey teams where they deserve hockey and support it.
And I agree with you, and I'm glad that Winnipeg got a team. I hope Quebec City gets a team. And nothing against the United States, but they care about hockey in Canada. They truly are passionate about the sport. I mean, here in New York, the Rangers needed to spend $60 million to get a hockey player on the local sports station. And Jim saw me going back and forth. LaGreca, the flagship station of the New York Rangers, has not had Brad Richards on the station yet. That is a disgrace. I mean,
yes.
So that's why you say to yourself, well, I'm happy when the Canadian teams get these franchises back, because they're the ones that are helping to drive the sport, and they're more passionate. And that's just basically the way it is. So,
I just show up to the games. I mean, they got young players over there now.
I mean, Eddie, you were at the game last year, the first game at the Ranger Islander game. That building was empty. For a Ranger Islander game, it was empty. That was the Monday of Columbus Day. Day weekend, you can't sell out a
Ranger
game?
There weren't even kids there. You know, kids, you bring your kid to the game. It was an afternoon game. You bring your kids. And it was more, as usual, there was more Ranger fans there. But how could you not draw? And you're right about the flagship station not even having Brad Richards on. And listen, nobody is as passionate as the underground fans, and that's why we're here, because they're not there. And let's hope they never are there.
And let me tell you guys are what gets me through the summer, because I'm somewhat of a fair weather baseball fan. I don't like football and I don't like basketball. So I appreciate you guys immensely for what you guys do during the summer, because I am jonesing for hockey come the beginning of August. So this kind of gives me a little bit of a fix for until the season starts. So if I haven't said it enough, thank you.
Glad to do it. And Eddie, have I not always said, in the 2 years that we've been doing this together, have I not always said we give the people what they want on this show? Have I not said that? All right, here we go.
It doesn't matter what comes, friends goes better in life, with mental fresh and full of life. Nothing gets to you, staying fresh, staying cool, with mental fresh and full of life. Friends goes better, mental fresh, friends goes better with mental fresh and full of life.
Mentos.
There you have it.
Wow.
And I have to give Blog Talk Radio credit where it's due. Ever since they got rid of the old school switchboard and they have this new studio, Eddie, it is much faster to
with the uploads.
When something comes up during the show and we want to upload a clip, it used to take like 15, 20 minutes. Now it's almost instantaneous. It's pretty cool.
Matt Zuccarello. Loves Mentos. Yeah, that was good. That was that is kind of an uplifting song. I had forgotten how great that song was. I don't know, great.
Great? It's a classic.
I'm using yes. So
worst commercials ever.
I don't remember too much about
terrible.
The only one I remember is the guy. He has an interview, or he's going for a job interview, and he's sitting down on a park bench, and he gets paint on his back, so then he paints the rest of his suit a pinstripe. That's the only one I remember. But they were, like you said, they were really ridiculous.
Yeah, they were horrible. All right, Rock.
All right, gentlemen.
Well,
have a great week. Keep cool, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Take care, brother, man.
Later.
Take care.
Later. All right. Now, let's get to the get a little housekeeping done here, as they say. Ranger fans, the new season is fast approaching, and now is the time to finally get that home theater setup you've always dreamed of. Call the experts at Home Theater Solutions for all your home theater needs, specializing in custom installations such as TV mounting, remotely locating your equipment, getting your home programmed to a universal remote, and of course, setting up that 5.1 sound system that'll make it sound like you're at Madison Square Garden. From your living room to your fan cave, their installers will help you design the perfect system to fit your needs. Call 848-448-2017 to make an appointment with Home Theater Solutions for your free walkthrough today. All right. I got props from somebody the other day on my copy reading. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. How come I never get to read copy? I mean, I have some college radio experience. I've read thousands of public service announcements.
The last time we had copy to read, besides this one, you said, here, you want to do this fucking thing? I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's for Crossroads Consulting.
Oh, well, that was fucking Mitch Beck. I wiped my ass with his copy.
All right, let's see. Before we get, we got a couple other things to talk about. Before we get to that, I want to let you guys know, for those of you that haven't checked out the new website, it is up and running. It's www.blueshirtunderground.com. You can find recaps of the old shows. There's going to be pictures on there. We're going to work on that this weekend, getting some pictures up there. A few other things Eddie and I were talking about putting on there for you guys. All our old shows are up there. You can access them right from the website. And I have found that that website, if you have an Android phone or a BlackBerry or whatever, that website actually comes up. It actually comes up easier than the Blog Talk Radio site if you want to go listen to old shows. So you can go to our website at blueshirtunderground.com and listen to our old shows right there. They just seem to work. That website just seems to work better than it does than the Blog Talk Radio. At least with my Android phone, it does. The other day, I don't know if you saw the picture, Eddie. I turned on the Wii and actually connected to the website.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. That was
actually,
yeah.
I was listening to the radio show through the Wii. That was pretty cool. So you guys can go on the website. You can listen to all our old shows. We have also added a PayPal donate button. Some of you have asked for it. You guys want to help out with, you know, help support the show. We do appreciate it. It is there if you want to use it, and if you don't, that's fine too. We will be here regardless, and we appreciate you guys being here. Some of you have asked in the past, because you guys know that, you know, we do pay to put the show on for you guys, but, you know, whatever, we'll do it no matter what. So if you want, it's there. If not, that's great too. All our old shows are there. We're thinking about uploading some of the sounds that you guys like, some little maybe short clips from the show, things like that.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, and hopefully we'll get everything up there to make it more interesting to visit. But I'm thinking about putting like the sounds, like the Magoo and the, you know, some of our favorite ones, which we could go through. Certainly we could go. We could put Costa's laugh, but Costa may have to set up a waiver. We have to get a waiver if he'll let us use his laugh or his get out of here, you bum. Where is that one? Oh, here it is. Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
I don't know if we need a. Do we need a waiver if he? We're not selling it. And once he calls into the show, it becomes our intellectual property anyway.
Yeah, so you're screwed, Costa. No residuals for you. I don't think he minds anyway.
And I thought I had promised you guys on Facebook. Do you have something else you want to talk about right this second?
No, go ahead.
I told you guys on Facebook that I had a little memory lane thing for us here. This is a clip that I had been meaning to pull for the better part of a year, and I either kept forgetting or I couldn't remember where it was, but I found this clip. This is from the early days of Ranger Crisis Radio, and Eddie had just interviewed Tom Laidlaw, the great Tom Laidlaw from the Rangers and Kings, who's now an agent for several teams. Him and Mandar did a fantastic interview with Tom Laidlaw. And then when the show was over, Eddie took calls. And if you ever listen to Ranger Crisis, things usually got kind of, what's the word? Silly? Funny?
Yeah.
Wacky?
Nutty.
We had a lot of fun, and it's become a we just kind of incorporated over here the way we get over here. But this is and for those of you that are familiar with, you know, we bust Paulie D's balls, and this is kind of where it goes back to. And I've made the comment before that the plate spinning song that we play, you know, that it always makes me laugh. Well, here's the proof.
And just.
Oh, and before to let you know, this is about 4 minutes long, so bear with it, but I think you'll enjoy it.
And just, you know, great guy to talk to.
Now, we still have a half hour left in this fantastic, fabulous gab fest of Ranger hockey. Let's get our second win. I know we're rounding third. We're heading for home. but we still got phone calls to go. Here, we're going to go to the 954 area code, and I know who this guy is. And this guy, we're going to have a little bit, he does this on his show. We're going to do a little Ranger Roundtable. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Diamond Jim, Gentleman Jim from Blue Shirt Panther. Welcome to the show, Jim, how are you doing tonight? I'm having a problem clicking this mouse tonight. How you doing, Jim?
Good evening, Mouse. Good evening, Mandar. How are you both doing this evening?
Holy cow, he's so low-key, ladies and gentlemen.
Very formal there, Jim.
Well, listen, you've been a great crowd. Thanks and good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, the Joe Franklin of broadcasting, Paulie D, was on earlier. Sorry, Mandel, you missed that last week. Paulie D also has a blog talk radio show, and he's a big advocate of hockey, and he actually played at Plaza Sports where me and you played.
Wow.
And he's a big advocate of ball hockey, and he had a show, and me and Jim were listening, and he had like 31 guests on, and only an hour to do it, and it was really a broadcasting catastrophe.
But, Jim, you might not know this, but the Mouse is a legend when it comes to the decks of Long Island, and one game in particular where the man actually played a full 60-minute game in net without the big Miley pads. And gave up one goal in a 60-minute effort.
Well, that's what we were waiting for Monday night. There was build-up. He was going to tell this story. We were excited. The internet was a buzz. I mean, we had people from all over the world listening, waiting for this story, and nothing. He left them on hold, nothing. And then poor guy sat on hold from Monday until we got him on our show last night, and he was able to tell the story. And let it be told that I'm not only the head guy over at Blue Shirt Banter, but apparently I'm also
go ahead.
I'm also on the comedy writing team of the Ranger Crisis radio show.
Yeah, we discussed this, you know, with the spinning the plates and all that. I love it. But I got to try to get the levels a little bit lower on here.
We had a conversation off the air, and I said, you know what I think I'm going to do the next time I have Paulie D on? I said, I'm going to get that plate spinning music. And Mouse said, oh, I'm going to steal that. And I said, oh, go ahead. And I didn't think anything of it. And then sure enough, there it is.
It's the Paulie D Show. I've overbooked my 10-minute show. Uh-oh, I think Paulie D may be calling soon. All right, enough with that nonsense. Oh, now. Stuff. This Ranger Roundtable, Jim cannot stop laughing.
Sorry.
Don't worry, laugh it up. I'm going to bring in somebody who's going to end the laughter pretty quickly here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember that, Eddie?
Yeah. I like the last thing I said. I don't know. I'm not one to laugh at my own jokes, but I overbooked. I had, 17 guests for my 10-minute show or something like that?
Yeah, I overbooked my 10-minute show.
Yeah.
The part that always made me laugh was you start playing the music, and then you said, all right, go ahead. And it still makes me laugh. I listened to that thing about 8 times today while I was trying to clip it and cut it and fit it to size, and I was still – it just – that clip, that song, the whole thing just always makes me laugh. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I remember that's when I was still doing this, the voice shtick.
Yeah, you were still in the voice there, and
the
I've got that other clip.
Let me tell you something, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
Absolute mayhem. Here,
listen to this. I think this is
guys.
It.
I'm gonna get a couple of these phone calls on.
Yeah, open it
up. And let's see what everybody's got to say. We're gonna start with who's been holding the longest. And there we go. 631 area code. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi everybody. How's it going? It's the Mouth live. How are you guys doing?
Oh, excellent. It's the Mouth. Ranger.
Yes.
There was your voice.
Yes. I remember that. I was very nervous calling into you and Joe. You guys were
you were
big time back then.
Oh yeah, 8 listeners. 9 people in the chat room. 2 of them were me and Joe. Joe's in a parked car at Jones Beach because he's going to a concert. Oh, yeah.
Well, I like the fact when Joe co-hosts and you would get a caller, he would yawn, like really, like loud. Like,
yeah,
he'd call and be like, well, I want to talk about, Mark Stahl's future. And then he'd be like,
yeah, you could audibly hear him yawn on the air. Yeah. I love Joe.
Joe's a good man. He's a good man, but
he's quirky.
He's quirky. Joe's
so,
bad.
Yeah, it was that clip though that from your show. It's the Paulie D show tonight. Everybody that's ever played hockey ball, and it was funny because you had the week before that show, we were listening to Paulie D or whatever for like the first time, and you know it was all about hockey ball in those days. And you're like, oh, I'm going to call up next week and tell this great hockey ball story. And Paulie's like, hey, you got to call up. And you were on hold for like the whole show. And then the show ended and he never put you on. And you were messaging me like, what the hell? You never put me on.
We had like 7 guests.
So
and
then
they were
I think
all
it was like, yeah, it was like 2 nights later. Then we did a Blue Shirt Banner radio show and we had you on and I made you tell your story.
Right. And Mandar was there to back me up that I played a whole entire game in goal. Without goalie pads, I just had the Mylick basic pads on that you needed to play. And I remember the game was indoors with no air conditioning and no fans in the middle of July. And I had no cup. So Joe Fortunato for all
you had
you.
No,
now
you had,
running Blue Shirt Banner.
That's right. You had no cup. You were a Ranger fan.
Ah, come on. So, yes, that's one of my regrets. I'm hoping that one day I will be able to run and play hockey, organized hockey. I was never that fast, Jim. I was more like, how you doing, Mr. Ricochet? I was like Droop Along.
Come back,
you
rabbit.
I was practicing the other day with my brother out in the on the street, you know, and I still can't get my shot to rise. It's still low to the ground. I'm taking slap shots. I still got a pretty good shot.
Do you? Nice.
I'm more of a wrist shot guy, though. I think that's because I've been working the wrist the last 20 years of my life. But, anyway, I'll be here all week, folks.
To the phones we go.
Bring the phone, Phyllis.
It's been holding for a little while. 646-379-149. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. I get carried away. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Steve.
Hey,
Steve,
I almost just gave 5 million people your phone number.
I was wondering how you guys see Mikhail Pashnin's future with the Rangers.
Well, he's told the KHL he's not coming back, right? And he's trying to sign the Rangers are trying to sign him to a contract.
Yeah, his agent said that the Rangers are confirmed. He's in negotiations with the Rangers.
Well,
the 7th round pick in last year.
09?
Was it 09?
Yeah.
09? I don't know. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Let me turn it around. You obviously know about the player a little bit, probably more than Jim or I. What have you heard about him? And
I heard that he's a real stay-at-home defenseman, and he clears the front of the net, and he's a small body but plays in the role of a big-body defenseman.
Is he a guy that would be satisfied playing maybe 1 year in the A before making the jump to the NHL, or do you think he's a guy that, you know, since he's leaving the K, thinks he's ready to play in the National Hockey League? I think that's probably, you know, I think that's the options that's probably going to be given to him. So, I don't know. Have you ever heard any inclination what he may do?
What I heard was today, the only thing I heard was today is what you guys told me with the that his KHL team, and he's not under contract with them anymore, and he's looking to sign with the Rangers.
Well,
obviously if they sign him, he'll probably be playing in the AHL just to grow him more into the game.
What do you think about this, Steve? Do you think that the AHL for the Rangers, the Wolf-Whale pack there, should be like almost become a team full of guys that are almost NHL ready and ready to go at any time? Or do you think the Rangers need to make some trades and free up some of that logjam of defensive defensemen that they seem to have a lot of?
I like the way the AHL team is looking as it
right.
is now, having someone being ready to call up, because like we saw with Callahan, I mean, God forbid, if something happens to a defenseman and they get hurt late in the season, you have an NHL caliber ready defenseman to play.
Right, we saw that with Sauer last year making the team, and he was the guy we didn't expect to be on to give us what he's got, and there seems to be a little bit of a pecking order how it goes. Delzato is still a question mark. A lot of people want Pavel Valentenko to come up. I saw enough of Valentenko last year in preseason. I liked him. I thought he was actually more grittier than Emminger was in preseason. I'd like to see him get a shot. I kind of like the idea of the Rangers having a very good crop of guys to go to in the AHL, similar to the Detroit organization, where you have a guy that could come in when an injury happens. Especially last year, we saw that happen. And those guys, you got to admit, we give a lot of guff to the Chad Kolariks and the Chris Newberrys, but those guys played very admirable when the Rangers were really, just devastated by injuries. So I kind of like stock in the AHL team with the really good players.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they come up and play without missing a beat, like it's just a normal day.
Right, and I like to see that, they come up and they're hardworking, and do I think he's going to be in the AHL, to answer your question, 5 minutes after you asked it, but I think he'll probably play in the AHL. I think he'll be with the Whale this year.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Steve.
Take care, Steve. Sure. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. No problem.
And hey, feel better.
Thank you.
No problem.
Feel better,
bro. Steve wanted to talk about Pashnin, and I said, well, you got to call in. We'll talk about him. And he said, well, I got 102 fever, but I'll try and call in. I said, okay.
Forcing the kid to call?
I didn't force him. I said, call in. He said, hey, he did it, didn't he? He's got 102 fever. He's got the shingles, gout. God only knows what else he's got. And he's calling his show. I just posted a link in the chat room of my Mylex stick that's right next to me here. If you click the twit pic link I just posted in the chat room.
What is that, a newer or an older one?
Oh, that's old. I told how I bought that stick in 1994.
That's even after my time, I think, because I don't remember those air holes there. They used to go across the top.
Yep. Yeah, they had the little holes. But
right.
This one, I bought this at the Brick Ice Palace in Brick, New Jersey. The stick that I was using had broken. And we were playing, we used to play on these tennis courts in Bricktown, these abandoned tennis courts. And that was the closest place to go where I knew I could get a hockey stick. So I didn't have to like go, there was no Walmart back then, at least not in that area. So I just ran to the, and this was the one they had.
Wow.
So I grabbed it. I'm like, oh, all right. It served me well.
Yeah, I see you. I actually got, I have a stick right now, but it's too it's too short. I have to get a grown-up size, big grown-up size stick. that's the Mylot deck hockey moment of the day. So what else we got to go? We have anything else going
like
on?
Is Mylot still in business? Are they still around? It's been a long time. I've had to go look for street hockey equipment.
I don't know. Somebody look it up. I think they're still in business.
Are they?
Yeah, I think I saw Mylot sticks available.
Mylot
Sporting. I think Paulie D actually had the guy from Mylot on his show.
You might be right about that, actually.
I know. I'm not joking. I think he actually did.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help you make an idiot out of yourself.
I don't need your help. I'll do it myself.
Exactly.
So I think that's about it. What do you think? We running out of steam? Does this sound like...
What do we got left? 15 minutes. If anybody else wants to call in, now's the time. 646-478-4692. Let's see. We talked about Dubinsky. We talked about Pashnin. We took phone calls. We talked about Aaron Bugard. We talked
Eminger
about...
Eminger a little.
Eminger. We talked about the Blue Shirt
Callahan.
Underground website. We read the ad. Are you going to the pizza hangout thing tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to go to there. I'm going to be there in Brooklyn starting at 1 o'clock at L&B.
Brooklyn.
Where is this? Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. I talked to my cousin's husband today, and he said that this place may have the best regular slice that he has ever tasted.
Wow.
So that's high praise. He's straight Italian, old school.
Wow.
So, and you know if Claude's going there, Claude, who is Avery Rules in the chat room, and Claude Simos on Facebook, he's a pizza connoisseur, and he says the place is awesome. So me and Heisey will be down there with Avery and Claude and probably about 10 other Ranger fans. You know, it seems a lot of people have a lot of things to do, but I'll be there around 1 o'clock and, you know, we don't wear our Ranger shirts and act like idiots. You know, what else? What else? You know, it's going to be 3,000 degrees. I hope they have a pool. And Howie says that his wife knows about it. And that's good.
Good.
It's kind of, maybe we'll scout it out for a future event.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, talk to him.
Yeah, Colt is going to be there.
I don't think people would mind going to Brooklyn, right?
No. And, you know, apparently they have parking and all that stuff, and it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, I have rare occasions that I've had Spumoni. Is it just the same as ice cream, or is there something different about Spumoni?
I can't say I've ever had it.
Could somebody in the chat room please tell me the difference between Spumoni and ice cream? Is it real fruit in it? Is it made out of ice, not milk? Is it like that seal test, ice milk? Remember that?
Ugh. That stuff was terrible.
Disgusting. Oh, it's horrible.
Seal test. God, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Really? I'm about to crack open some seal test. <milk. laughs>
Johanna Farms is another one I haven't heard in a while.
Oh, Jay the Dead says he's going to be moving back in September.
Moving
Rahway, New Jersey, baby.
Jay, are you moving to Rahway, or are you being asked to go? Is someone demanded that you go stay in Rahway for a while? Rahway is the where the New Jersey State Prison is.
Yeah, I know that much.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you knew that or not. I know you always say you are New Jersey
illiterate. I do not as bad as Staten Island. Staten Island, I have no idea. I just drive through it onto, you know, other places. I have no clue where I am. I know there's good parts of Staten Island, but I've never been there. I just go past the dumps, and that's it.
Yeah, that gigantic landfill, it stinks. Not much good comes out of Staten Island, except Nick Fatillo.
That's true. So, my friends, my countrymen, my underground, once again, we have gathered in an unlawful gathering underneath the critical thinking hangar. We have we've enjoyed the underground. We've enjoyed the new media. We participated in the new media. The truth is out there, and you have found it. And you know you cannot BS a Ranger fan. I bid you adieu, Jim. Once again, a terrific pleasure.
Yes, same here. Have a good weekend. Have fun tomorrow. Take lots of pictures, and I look forward to a review of the pizza.
I will definitely give you one. I guess we're doing a show next Wednesday, I would assume, the 27th, is that what it is?
Unless we decide to do one sooner.
Yes. Callahan may be signed tomorrow, and we'll be back.
That's right. Live from J&P's Pizza in Bensonhurst, wherever.
Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
That's it.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you for joining. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.